On this week's edition of You and the Law, City Judge Jeanette Ogden is here talking about bail and how you get it. What is bail?
Bail is a form which is utilized by the court to ensure the return of someone who has been accused of the commission of a crime.
When does someone get bail?
They get bail when they have been arrested.
When will they not be released on bail?
Well, they will always be released on bail, either recognizances, which is a form of bail being released on your own recognizances, or a bail would be set in the Buffalo City Court if it is an A1 felony, which is a capital offense, such as murder, very high levels of drug sales, then the Buffalo City Court judges do not have jurisdiction to set the bail, and the person will have to have that bail set by an Erie County Court judge, but they will have bail set.
But you're also an Erie County judge.
Yes, and there are several of the judges on Buffalo City Court who are also acting Erie County Court judges, and we all have the ability to set bail on a felony offense.
There's a category called released on your own recognizance. What's the difference between that and bail?
That is bail. That is a form of bail, recognizances. And under recognizances, a person is guaranteeing the court that they will return on the designated date that they've been directed to come back.
I've been in intake watching city court handle cases. You get, on an average day, you get cases across the board. Bail must be a quick process.
Bail is usually a quick process, but bail is a part of another process called an arraignment. And after a person is arrested and they're brought before a judge, they are arraigned, which means they are advised of the charges. They are provided an opportunity to have an attorney represent them. And if they can't afford an attorney will be provided at no cost to them. And they are also released either on their own recognizances with certain conditions being imposed, or a form of bail is set to ensure the court that they will come back on the next day.
If you look at the file of the arrest papers or whatever you have in front of you, and it says that this particular individual in the past hasn't always shown up, does that affect their bail?
Yes, it does. That means that their bail will be set higher than a person's bail who does return as directed.
Do you get people who come in, they have an absolutely clean record, they're pillars of the community, and they do something utterly stupid, and they're standing in front of you? Do they get a different bail than someone who has a record?
Yes, they do. But the law itself sets forth the factors that the judge should consider in order to set bail. And the judge has a lot of discretion. So you could look at something and see that it is utterly stupid. And you can look at that person's history. You can evaluate the risk of harm to the community, to the public, and then you set a bail. And it may certainly be different depending on the circumstances, where the person lives, how many ties the person has to the community, other factors that may have a likelihood that the person would not return. But it cannot be punitive. That's the difference.
We are an increasingly multicultural community. We have people here from everywhere, and a matter of fact, of all ages, from everywhere. What do you tell someone who's from far away about bail?
I tell them when they're far away, initially the court's thought is that there's a greater likelihood that they will not return because they may not have ties to this community. And if they are released, there may not be sufficient reason for them to come back. You may consider the cost of transportation that they will incur if they have to return to this area, which would also include lodging and food, versus someone who lives here and would, you know, simply come back to court, drive down the street. So that's a factor to take into consideration. It doesn't mean that they won't come back. It just means that that's a factor that you should consider. And you consider it and exercise your discretion differently based upon how far away they live and you weigh that against the severity of the offense.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, City Judge Jeanette Ogden has been here, and we've been talking about bail. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.